Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 6 regarding Samantha Nevius, N-E-V-I-U-S. Samantha Nevius is a 26-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-18-20. Apparently, on that occasion, she was attacked by two dogs. Apparently, she ran and jumped over a fence and landed on her back against the ground. Apparently, the dogs had broken through the screen door. As a result, she believes she injured her ankle, arm, leg, and thigh, and did go to a Inspira emergency room afterwards. She relates she lost consciousness for 1 second. She was diagnosed with a severe concussion, as well as back and neck injuries. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. I'll have you insert summary from the cover letter, and we will rearrange it so it makes chronological sense. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears is normal. Neurologic is normal. Extremities upper is normal. Extremities lower. There was heel scarring about the right lower extremity. Paired in the posterior hamstring was a flat, faint scar measuring 3/4 of an inch around. Paired on the medial aspect of the upper calf was a 1/4 inch dark scar. Paired at the Achilles area on the right was a 1 3/4 inch flat, slightly hyperpigmented scar. Paired, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusion. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Cervical, thoracic, and lumbar is normal. Impressions on 8/18/20. Samantha Nevius was bitten by a dog and fell. Paired. That same day, she was seen at MedExpress, where she denied loss of consciousness. Paired. Dr. Kick advised her to go to the emergency room for a stat CAT scan, but the petitioner declined. Paired. She then presented to the emergency room at 8/21/20. Paired. She was diagnosed with a concussion and advised to follow up with her primary care physician and a neurologist. Paired. New paragraph on 9/22/20. She saw Dr. Baresi, B-A-R-R-E-S-E, as noted above. Paired. She did have an MRI of the brain on 10/21/20 to be inserted here. Paired. She also had a spine surgical evaluation by Dr. Vaccaro on 1/12/21. Paired. He opined that once physical therapy was completed, she should undergo a functional capacity evaluation. Paired. He diagnosed low back pain in the absence of any significant disc degeneration, so no further treatment was indicated. Paired. She also came into the pain management care of Dr. Kwan beginning 7/16/21. Paired. His recommendations were noted above. Paired. The petitioner then sought care with a chiropractor named Dr. Calzaretto, C-A-L-Z-A-R-A-T-T-O, on the dates described. Paired. She also received formal physical therapy at NovaCare. Paired. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Nevius was essentially benign. Paired. The only minor anomalies were healed surgical scarring about the right lower extremity. Paired. These were in locations that would not be visible in the usual course of daily events. Paired. New paragraph, I would offer ...1% permanent partial disability for the cosmetic residuals of the right leg and 1.5% for the same residuals at the right foot. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left ankle, left arm, or head. Period. End.